Thanks for listening to this podcast of APA Compass, the Pacific Northwest's only Asian Pacific American public affairs radio show. APA Compass airs at 9 a.m. on the first Friday of each month on Portland's KBOO Community Radio, 90.7 FM, and at kboo.fm. Our archives are downloadable on our website at kboo.fm/APA Compass. Join our Facebook page, APA Compass Radio, or follow us on Twitter. You can email us at apacompass@gmail.com. Thanks again for listening.
I was in third grade, and one day, a mob of my fellow 8-year-old peers surrounded me, chanting in my face, "You eat monkey brains! Ew, Sarika eats monkey brains!" How do I make it stop? Wait, how do I make it stop? Let me back up and explain a few things. Last spring, I had enrolled in a foreign language course at a local community college. I was so excited to be a student once again. In this particular case, my class assignment was to use a grammatical rule to compare customs, or cultural norms, between any given foreign country and the United States. Now, this assignment was riddled with issues to begin with, but I decided to leave my own teaching background at bay and just go with it. Sure enough, every single student presented a so-called ritual in any given foreign country, compared it with America, and failed to explain or give any historical, political, or religious context. After placing a judgmental comparison between the two so-called customs, the students proceeded to label the foreign one as weird. I held down my seething annoyance because, after all, I am not the teacher of this classroom, nor am I the cultural ambassador for everybody. But then it happened. One girl got up and said, "Yesterday, I saw a movie about India. They said that if a woman doesn't have a baby boy, they light the mother on fire and burn her." Her melodramatic presentation was met with jaws dropping around the classroom. Suddenly, I felt all pairs of eyeballs staring up at me. Well, that was the limit. I stood up, threw my hands up in the air, and let my classmates have it. Sort of. I tried to explain something about crazy fundamentalists, gasoline violence occurring in many places, but above all, that this is not a custom and that this is not something that is valued. But in an attempt to hold down my anger, while maintaining articulation in a foreign language, the point might have gotten lost. The girl became defensive and began to sputter excuses, such as calling this notion a fact because she saw it in a movie. Then another classmate came forward and gave me some more excuses. I feel it's necessary to address them here. Her first excuse was that people supposedly aren't that educated. And her second excuse was that white people or Americans don't have culture. First of all, I don't care if you have second grade education or you've completed your second PhD. This is about respect, and our standards should be higher. I will not lower the bar of expectations for anybody just because of his or her level of education. And secondly, this country has a rich history. This country is diverse for all walks of life, and this country has a strong sense of culture on all sides. White people, Americans, everybody has culture. To say otherwise is a lazy excuse to remain happily ignorant. And one more thing, for all you teachers out there, please make it a frequent practice to discuss the meaning between custom and prevalence. Have real discussions with your students about what culture means. It really doesn't matter what your student's age or level of English language proficiency is, I promise you. Now, I grew up in the Midwest in the 80s, so things like ignorance and discrimination and getting picked on for being different, all of this was a daily routine, usually met with no help from the educational staff. But we are more than halfway through 2011. Every time I hear one of these ignorant comments, I am whisked back to third grade. So here's what happened. It seems one night, the movie Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom was being shown on network TV. The next day, all of my classmates got in my face and said, "You eat monkey brains! Ew, Sarika eats monkey brains!" My first thought was something like, "What? I'm a vegetarian!" But the taunting wouldn't stop, and I was surrounded by a mob of 8-year-olds pointing at me, proclaiming that I eat monkey brains. Perhaps you're wondering how badly our educational system has failed these kids if they came to the conclusion about my diet based on the imagination of Steven Spielberg and George Lucas. But the fact is that they watched this movie, took the information they saw, and then decided to apply it to the only Indian girl they knew, me. It was ridiculous back then, but it was only third grade. And then it happened again, this past spring in my class. Someone watched a movie, took the information at face value, and applied it to my real life. That is the real tragedy of our schooling. My name is Sarika Mehta, and in case it wasn't clear before, I do not eat monkey brains. This is my Angry APA Minute.